Hi, I'm John Galloway on the .NET Communities team. Today I'm going to show you how to create a very simple .NET application on a Mac. Now I've already got the .NET SDK installed, and I did that by going to dot.net, and you'll find installations available for Mac as well as a lot of Linux distros, Docker, Windows, etc. So from the terminal, if I type .NET new, I'll see a list of different project types that are available. So these are templates for applications we've already set up for you. And these include things like web apps, single page apps, API applications. I'm going to be creating a very simple console application. So I'm going to do that by typing .NET new console -o to say output. And then I'm going to name my application my app. So this creates my application for me, creates it in that directory. So I'm going to drop down into my app. And I'll say .NET run, and that's going to execute my application. And this being a very simple Hello World application, it does its job and says Hello World for me. Now we can see there's just a few files in this project, and the meat of my application is in program.cs. I could edit that in a variety of ways. I could use TextMate, Sublime, any other kind of text editor. I could use a more full IDE like Visual Studio for Mac or Writer. In this case, I'm going to use Visual Studio Code. Now, I got Visual Studio Code by going to code.visualstudio.com. And I could open up Visual Studio Code and navigate down to it. Or, because it's already put on the path for me, just by typing code dot, it's going to open it in the right directory. So this is a nice lightweight development environment. This makes it really easy for me to navigate my code. It does have some nice, more full support for things like Git integration. Here it's asking me if I want to configure debugging. So Visual Studio Code supports debugging for a lot of things, Node applications, etc. So I'm going to tell it, yes, this is a .NET application, and please configure .NET debugging for me. So once I've done that, I can click on this little no bugs or debug icon, and I will click on start debugging. And that's going to run my application configured for debugging. And so you can see as I mouse over things, I can inspect my my arguments, my properties. I can go in and change and interact with it. So now that I've built a very simple application, my next steps will be to go back to dot.net and go into the documents. And we've got a lot of tutorials, a lot of documentation to help you dig deeper into .NET. So I hope you enjoyed getting started with this, and I hope you have a lot of fun building applications with .NET. Thanks.